There's a big halachic discussion about the bima, the placement of the bima. You may know about this. We discussed it in Chelik Aleph a little bit. That there was in some of the early days of the reform movement, they insisted on putting the bima towards the front. Pardon?
You
have it in the front.
They read the Christ's Torah, facing to the...
Really? So the Chassam Sofer made it a corner. Chassam Sofer, who was in a country that was largely, there was a very strong, he had to really fight the reform movement. So he made it a corner that one is not allowed to daven an issue that, one is not allowed to daven an issue that, that has the bima, placed towards the front of the mezach, and one has to always ensure that the bima must be in the middle. So the shaila came across, there was a place called Papa, which is a place in Hungary that for reason of architecture, the bima had to be, when they built the shul long before the reform movement, it was in a very ancient shul, the bima was placed towards the, slightly towards the mezach, but nothing to do with any reform assimilation, just for a very practical reason. That, and the shaila was, then if one is allowed to daven there or not, and it was a completely form oilem, and there was no assimilation, no reform, but it was the shaila as to whether the takon of the Chassam Sofer applied to that place as well or not. And it was a large discussion, and somewhat very machmir. I was very nagia it's actually a little bit nagia to my family, because my great-grandfather was Rav there, and he took the leading approach, and he became Rav there. But some of the Chassam Sofer grandchildren got very angry with him. But that's the history. That one has to really make sure that they... So that's why some shuls are makbid, there shouldn't be wheels on the beam. That with the tire, they shouldn't push it with the... they shouldn't push it towards the front. Yeah, okay. We're up to Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel. And we are... we're up to Seif Gimel. So Reish Tzadik Gimel, Seif Gimel. And that's on top of page 138. We'll be completing the Simon Mitzvah as well as going in Simon Reish Tzadik Dalet and perhaps even start Reish Tzadik. Hey? So all very interesting halachas. So in Reish Tzadik Dalet, Reish Tzadik Gimel, Seif Gimel, top of page 138, we learn as follows. Mishu Onus. So we learned, on last year we learned, when is the right time for Matzah Shabbos? When you're allowed to have Mariv? Three small, not medium, here we learn three small stars, that will be the time of Matzah Shabbos. Unless you know that, if it's a cloudy day, you can be a little bit more, what's that like? If it's a cloudy day, what you do then is that you you wait until the doubt goes away from your heart. Mishnah Berurah does say that if you've got a Zeiger, which is the watch, or you've got access to a reliable clock, then you're allowed to rely on that as well. But in Mishnah Berurah's days, it doesn't seem to have been very common yet. So either you go with the three stars, or you just wait until, if it's cloud, you wait until the Sofeg disappears from your heart. Now what happens if a person is, if Gimel Mishu Onus, if a person is an Oinus, Kugoin such as Shitzoch Lahachshich Al Tchum Etvamit, he needs to leave. He has a very, very important, urgent matter, and he needs to leave early on Shabbos afternoon. So the Shulchan Aruch that tells us, Yochel, it's an emergency. Yochel is Bal Shal Motzei Shabbos Miplaga Mincha Velemalo. You may daven Mariv from Plaga Mincha on. Velehavdil Miyad, and do the Havdalah then, from Plaga Mincha on, but you leave out the candle aspect. Similarly, it's also B'siyas Melacha. You don't do Melacha, don't do any Melachas. But we're learning now, Rabbi Yisai, that if there's an emergency, you're allowed to be Mekel and do the Matzah Shabbos Mariv from Plaga Mincha on, which is still Shabbos really, but you're allowed to have Mariv from Plaga Mincha on. Similarly, you can do Avdolah, just leave out the candle. Very interesting. You will say in Atochoin, and you will say absolutely Atochoin Antonu. Yes. It's still Shabbos, but just don't. You're allowed. You don't do melachas. If you're in an emergency, you need to be, as soon as Matzah Shabbos is out, you need to run, you need to go. You can't then wait still for another 20 minutes Maariv. So you're allowed to have Maariv early from Plag HaMincha on. Don't do Melacha, don't do Al Avdolah Al Neir. You're allowed to say Avdolah, just don't do Avdolah with the candle. You're allowed to go, leave the house, but you're not allowed to do any Melacha. So it's like Atochan Antonu. You're allowed to say it without doing melochas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that. Yeah, so what you are pointing out is pretty much what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tes. Yochan, we call Malkam Rebbe, let's Kosva Achonim, the Achonim right. Kosva Achonim, the Ein Las is Cain, do not, it's not a good thing to do. It's not great. Don't do Mariv on Shabbos afternoon. To do what Tomuahu, Le Rabbim, it is a very weird and bizarre thing to do for the public. It's just strange. Maybe the person himself or others are going to start doing melacha. You've done Mariv already. You've said Atochan Antonu. It's very, you're an inch away from actually doing melacha already. You're not allowed to, but a person is likely to make such a mistake. Who befrat, especially b'yomenu nowadays, to nagin lasus tomit kerabonon shemispal mincha do erev. Nowadays, it's certainly a wrong thing to do that we daven normally mariv, we daven mincha until a bit later. Pavatai medina also lahakdi mariv b'motze Shabbos. You may not, says the Mishnah, daven mariv early. It's too misleading. Ve'av to be'erev Shabbos yesh mekilim, there are some who daven mincha on daven mariv on erev Shabbos fairly early. It's true that some people daven Mariv early on Friday night. I said, okay, of course, because there's you're doing Kabbalah Shabbos, you're doing Tosefes Shabbos. That's beautiful, that's great, that's excellent. But no, on Motzah Shabbos, if you daven Mariv early, that's very misleading, so don't do that. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that ideally don't do that. And he's arguing, and he seems to be saying that even on the extreme circumstance, you may not daven Mariv early. So whilst I know that there's every now and then, there's Shabbos people, who, especially in the summer, who want to leave on Motzah Shabbos, they're traveling on businessmen, or even on holidays, who are going to the airport. Luton is just, you know, so that close from here. People are traveling on Motzah Shabbos. And they're taking in a rush on Motzah Shabbos. So all I can say is that the Mishnah Berurah will not allow even under such circumstances to have Mariv early. Better, I understand, according to Mishnah Berurah, is to have Mariv be Yechidus rather than do any. I'm saying you can't according to Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't allow you to have Mariv before Matzah Shabbos. Interesting Shaila, Rav Ozna was asked, interesting Shaila, which is in the not in the winter, but more in the summer, where Matzah Shabbos is very late. And in old age home, that some elderly gentlemen find it difficult to wait until Motzei Shabbos proper to have Mariv. The Rav Ozna was addressed and asked and approached, can they daven Mariv, the old men, and they want to go to sleep? Or ill elderly gentlemen, and they want to go to sleep, they can't wait until Motzei Shabbos. What's the latest Motzei Shabbos in London? It's very late. So now for some, it's a bit late. So are they allowed to daven Mariv from Plag HaMincha? And again, not doing any melachas. They're going to go to sleep. They're not going to do any melachas. Would that be muta, yes or no? Interesting shaila. Rav Ozna was asked. What's your take on it?
Yeah.
You allowed?
It could be, you shouldn't go too far, make them not discomfort.
Yeah. Have done in the morning, and what about Mariv?
If you wake up again, say Krishna.
Right. Yeah.
The other side is that Mariv is not just only a Rabbanan like all Tfilas, but it's even less of a.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Because of how it was decided, and so might be less.
Yeah, absolutely. So, although there is room to actually say that it's mutter, as Shulchan Aruch says that on the circumstances you're allowed to have Mariv from Plag HaMincha, Rav Ozna didn't like it. He says it's not really right. He says certainly if it's bekvias, we're talking about kvias. We're talking about a regular thing, and the Shulchan Aruch is never mati a regular thing. He's only mati once off, and he says certainly not rabim. If you've got a whole olim of a minion of an old age home, old minion, Rav Ozna doesn't like it. He says you can't do it.
What about like on Pesach?
I think in some old age homes, they do it much earlier.
Right.
That's
different, because we're talking about Motzei Shabbos. I'm talking about Motzei Shabbos. I'm talking about calling in Motzei Shabbos early. You're referring to making Yom Tov early, which is a completely matter altogether, a different shadow altogether, and there indeed you're allowed to be Mekel. Yeah, you're establishing a certain color for... It is. Okay, Rabbi, say, we move on. Says the Ramov Onoagi, Loi Mavu Rachum Bebrochu Berichas Noyam. The meaning is, as we mentioned this earlier, the meaning is to say Vurachum a little bit and extend it with an additional tune, Vurachum Berichas Noyam, to extend it a little bit with a gentle, nice tune, Kedel Oisiv Mechoydel HaKodesh, in order to add onto the Shabbos a little bit. Yeah. Simon Reish Saditale Dine Havdollah Betfilin. Now we're talking about Havdollah in Tfilin. As we know, there is two elements to Havdollah. There is one element of Havdollah which we say in the Shemene Esser, Atochen Antonu, that's one part of Havdollah. But besides that, and that's really an ikkel, you have to be Mavdim Ekodesh Techoilin, you're doing this Havdollah by saying Atochen Antonu in the middle of Shemene Esser. However, besides that, Chomer will Mesak in another Havdollah as well, which is Havdollah Alakois. It's like, just like Kiddush, Chachamim established that Kiddush needs to be with wine, with a cup, ala kois. So similarly also, Havdollah, Chachamim established that you need to do Havdollah ala kois. So there's two parts of Havdollah, not very different really to Kiddush on Friday night. Oymim Havdollah b'choynein hada'as. Shulchan Aruch says, you say Havdollah in choynein hada'as. Ve'im tov eloi hivdil. What happens if a person forgot and he failed to say Atochen Antonu? What happens then? What do? You don't go back. Mashlim tefillah, so you keep going. Mashlim tefillah, so you complete your tefillah. And you don't go back. Mipnei, because you're anyway going to say Sel Avdola on a kois, and therefore you just keep going. Yeah. But now comes Shulchan Aruch, and it's as follows. Ve'im ta'am kodim shiv de lakois. What happens if a person actually ate, he tasted, he ate before he did Avdol lakois? So he's a, what we call in good Yiddish, a double shlamazl. He not only forgot Atochen Antonu, but he kept, when he got home, he ate something before he did Avdol with wine. Ve'im tam koidem, and if he ate koidem before shaved the lakois, and if he ate before he did avdola on a becha on a kois, toich lach zoy needs to go back velehavdil and do avdola betfila in shmoneh esrei. We're learning that if he didn't say atochen atonu and he ate before avdola, no rachmonos on this individual. He needs to go back and daven shmoneh esrei again. The boy says if cotton. Correct.
Came home, didn't make Abdullah, but ate.
Yeah.
But I thought you've got until Tuesday to make Abdullah.
You do. Very good questions. Mishnah Berurah is going to ask you a question. Excellent. Mishnah Berurah is going to ask you a question. We'll get to it in a minute. We'll get to it. Very good. It's Mamash Mishnah Berurah's question. We'll get to that. Absolutely that. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Aleph asks an interesting kasha. What would you do if you heard Abdullah before Shemoneh Esrei? Okay, that this can happen. Imagine this. There is, you go to shul, and there's an early minion, a late minion, and you daven the late minion. And as you go to shul, let's say in that particular shul they're making avdola, in shul, you go to shul, you're hearing an avdola, a good, proper, kosher avdola. And as the avdola finishes, you're starting your Shemoneh Esrei. Now, you heard avdola, you're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei now. Can you start the chenoton in Shemoneh Esrei? Yes or no? Well, you heard avdola. You heard and you said Omei. You're saying that it's koinin kavana. If you had kavana yoytze, you will not say atochen antonu. If you had kavana not to be yoytze, you may say atochen antonu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Na'alef as follows. Oymum avdolem. Vafilu and even, im izdam and shevde alakois mikoidim, even if you made avdola alakois earlier, mikol mokim nevertheless, so lehavdil, betfile gamkin, you still need to make avdola in Shemoneh Esrei. So even if you were yoytze avdola before that, you do say atochen antonu. Rabbi said, you do say atochen antonu even if you had avdola beforehand. Ve'i ikka mitzvah avdola derais with rabbonon, there's a discussion in the achoinim as to whether avdola is Torah or only rabbinical. Ha'im asher nichtov lekamon reish simon reish tzadi zayin reish tzadi vov, that's discussed later on as to whether avdola is Is a Torah matter drabon? What do you think, Chaim? The rest of drabonon havdala. We'll see in Reshta Divav. Okay. Save cotton base at b'chonin atos. We're learning that we say at b'chonin atonu in b'chonin atos. V'kavohu b'vorchazu. And why is at b'chonin atonu in at b'chonin? Why do we make havdala in at b'chonin? Why don't we say in Shema Kaleinu? Why don't we say it in Boich Aleinu? Why don't we say it in Tka B'Shoifo? Why do we say at b'chonin atonu havdala in at b'chonin? Oh, so, but the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. Mishnah Berurah says, Mipnei, the Kavohu, and it was established, Bevoch Zu, in the Boch of Atochoinin. Why? Mipnei, because, she also litvay atzoch of Koyim Avdol. A very practical reason. Very, very practical reason. We're gonna stay weekday Shemon Esser on Motzei Shabbos. So fine. So, how can you say weekday Shemon Esser before you've said Avdol? So, it must be, where's the Siddur? As we know, pardon? We need to, we're going to say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Right, now where does a weekday Shemoneh Esrei start? Where does it differ from a Shabbat Shemoneh Esrei? In Atah Choinen, until here, it's all regular. Every Shemoneh Esrei goes until Atah Kodosh. So now, as we say Atah Choinen, we must actually say Avdolah. Otherwise, you can't daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. You must say Avdolah. No, but he's... yes, you're right, in terms of Melacha, but still, besides the Heta Melacha, you also must say Havdalah in order to proceed. You must, in order to daven weekday Shemoneh Esrei, you must have an Havdalah. And that Havdalah must be at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Makes sense, right? Because otherwise, how could you go into weekday Shemoneh Esrei? You can't. You can't go into weekday Shemoneh Esrei. You need to say Havdalah. We'll get to that still.
If they heard Havdalah in Shul,
correct.
So therefore, if he came home, ate something, forgot...
Yes, then it will be different. Then he's yours. Absolutely. Correct. Correct.
Two questions. Number one, he's already started at a Chayin Tanu because before he says Havdalah, so that doesn't actually answer the question at all.
Maybe the bracha at the end is when it gets into
weakness. Yeah, it is true. What Rabbi Yossel said, it is true that generally you could, if you forget the first part of the bracha, as long as you've got the climax, which is the actual bracha, the bracha is nikva kuna to its bracha. Yeah.
Alan, the other question is, if mincha on Shabbos or shacharis on Shabbos, you say atachonin, you have to finish that bracha.
Correct.
It's not a question of, well, really, you shouldn't be saying it, and therefore stop and say the correct bracha. You have to finish it. So the whole concept that you can't say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei without saying Havdalah first is actually not true.
Because of that, you're...
We're al kocha, forced to say the weekday brachas that we begin, when we don't have to, we haven't said Shem Hashem.
But you appreciate that's an exception. It's not, Atachonin is not normally part of a Shabbat Shemoneh Esrei. You're right that you will continue saying it, but it's not part of a Shabbat Shemoneh Esrei.
If it was important to say it, we'd say, you haven't said Shem Hashem, go back and say whatever it is, Atachonin, you know, Vishimfogel, whatever. The fact that we are forced to say, finish the bracha, and not say the proper Shabbat bracha, means that not only is it okay to say it, it's better to finish it than not to finish it. It would be an avla to say, oh, it's an bracha, I'll go back and start it again. So I don't understand why they're making such a big song and dance about you have to say Havdalah, when actually, if you did say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, you haven't really done anything wrong, because you're supposed to have finished every bracha.
Okay, I still feel there's a difference between as to whether you have to finish off the bracha and it's actually established part of Shemoneh Esrei.
And in fact, it's such an important thing, then say it before Atah Chayin Tanu.
Right.
Don't say it in the middle of Atah Chayin Tanu.
Okay. It continues the Mishnah Berurah. I hear. Minik poshodoy matochoinen ad leinu shbina vachkach atochanaton vechoneinu mitcho. It seems to me a little bit. It answers your question a little bit. It seems to me that it's only a minute. It seems like maybe it's other nuschos, early nuschos, that atochanaton was said at the beginning before atochoinen. Sounds a bit like this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, v'mischil matochanaton ve'elich yotzo. Okay. Mishnah continues. V'im shochach leispalel. What happens if a person forgot to daven? Mispalel shachis shtaim. You will say two shachis on Sunday morning. Ve'eli maska atochen antonu. He will not say atochenot loy brishoyno in the first shmoneser v'loy b'shniyo. No, in the second shmoneser. B'med vorim amurim. When do we say that? Shkvayivdil me'es moel ala kois. That you said with the avdola on the becha on Motze Shabbos. Avolim no yivdil klab. But if you fail to say avdola altogether, you must actually be mavdil still. You'll say atochen antonu in the second shmoyne eser. So Rabbi said, we're learning as follows. If a person didn't daven shmoyne eser on Motze Shabbos, what do you do on Sunday morning? What did you? Somebody didn't daven on Motze Shabbos Ma'ariv. What did you do on Sunday morning? He davens twice shachris. Do you say atochen antonu, yes or no? You will not say atochen antonu. Does everybody agree to that? Very good. That's the key question. Says the Mishmur. If you said havdol on Motze Shabbos, you will say two shmoneh eser on Sunday. Neither of them will say atochen antonu. You've done Motze Shabbos havdol ala kois. Sunday morning, you say two shmoneh eser, no atochen antonu. However, if you didn't say ma'ariv on Motze Shabbos and you didn't say havdol ala kois, you will then have to say two Shmoneh Esers on Sundays, of which the second one you'll say Atochen Antonu.
But again, it comes to my point. You have to Tuesday to make up.
Indeed, yeah. Hopefully you'll daven.
Why do you have to Tuesday to do your Sunday Shacharis?
Sunday, the Matzah Shabbos Ma'ariv you can only do on Sunday morning. You can't even do it Sunday Mincha.
Yeah, but you could have to still do Havdol on Sunday after you daven. You can still do Havdol on Sunday.
You could.
So why would you say Hatzon Antonu then?
Because if in terms of because he forgot Ma'ariv as well. This individual forgot even Ma'ariv. So in terms of Ma'ariv, he should do two Ma'arivs on Sunday morning. He should do two Shmoneh Esers on Sunday morning.
Havdalah Kois afterwards, you still have to do Hatzon Antonu?
If you will do later, yes. Second Shmoneh Esers should have Hatzon Antonu. Yes, indeed. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, we continue. Now we're learning that if a person So if a person forgot to say Atochen Antonu, what's the halacha? He keeps going. Because you're going to do good. But if a person forgets Atochen Antonu and he's a double shlemazel, he also eats before Avdala, then what does he need to do? He needs to then daven Shmoneh Esser. And now, then Mishnah explained. And now, Mishnah is going to your question. Sivkot and Dalet. Vim Tom Va'af, Al Gav, the Kaimelon, but Simon Reis, Tadi Tess, although we learn in Simon Reis, Tadi Tess. Dim Tov, Va'achal, Koinim Avdol, Yochel Avdil, Achakach, although normally we learn, you can eat after Avdol as well. Mikol Mokem, Kan the Tor Gambit Fille Kanzinole. There's a Knas on this person. Tzachlach, so he's spelled after the Fille. This is a punishment. Chachomim punished him. Come on. You can't hold yourself back. You forgot Atochen Antonu. And now you're eating before Avdola. Come on, where's your Yiddish? Well, come on. You know, pull yourself together a little bit. Don't get so forgetful. Daven Shmoneh Esser, say Atochen Antonu like a mensch, and eat then.
If it's true, you drive home. So in other words, you've asked, what's that? So, but he says, Baruch Amav to Beggars Lachol.
Yeah, that would be...
Is that good enough?
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, so Shem Zaman speaks about it, the answer is yes. Yeah. Save base. Tov v'lo hivdil betfila v'ein lo yikos balaylo. This person now is a person that made a mistake and he didn't do Havdolah in Shmoneh Esser. He didn't say Atochen Antonu. V'ein lo yikos balaylo. He doesn't have wine. He ran out of wine. He doesn't have wine. V'soiva and he all shav lemach lo yeh. Okay, so he forgot Atochen Antonu. He doesn't have wine at home. And he's pretty confident that tomorrow on Sunday he won't get wine either. No wine, no grape juice. What should he do? So now, again. This is the person that forgot that Atochen Antonu. And normally we learn, if you don't say Atochen Antonu, do not worry, because you're going to make Avdol HaKos later on. That's what we normally learn. But this person knows that I will not be able to get hold of wine, not tonight, Matzah Shabbos, and not tomorrow on Sunday. So although it is true that you can say Avdol till Tuesday, that's true. But now we need to know about this Atochen Antonu. What is he going to do about Atochen Antonu? So the halacha is, if you know you're not going to have wine tonight, and you know you're not going to have wine on Sunday, so now you go over Shmoneh Esser again and say Atochen Antonu again.
Presumably, if you make Havdalah on coffee, that's still fine.
Indeed. It will be any. It doesn't have to be on wine. It could be any Chama Medina. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Siv Gimel, Tisha B'Av Shechal Yoyis Be'echad B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, which falls on Sunday. Yeah, it happened, was it this year? This year was Mot Shabbos, was Tisha B'Av, right? So now, V'tov le'ivdil b'tfilah, that was a common shayla. It's always a common shayla. People forget about Tochen Antonu. You know, you're all busy with the shoes and all that, and getting the kinnis. And there's a lot of shaylas. On Mot Shabbos, there's always a lot of shaylas. Always a lot of interesting shaylas. So there is a person that forgot to say Tochen Antonu. So now, what's the shayla about it? Because normally we say, if you forget that Tochen Antonu, what do we say? It doesn't matter. Because what? Because you're going to make Avdola in a minute. But now this, on Motzei Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, you're not going to say Avdola in a minute. Because you're not going to make Avdola on Ola Kos. Because it's Tisha B'Av. Good. So that's what he says. Even here also, you don't have to go back over Shmoneh Esrei. Why not? Kim Shemav to the Hakos, but Motzei Tisha B'Av, because you're going to make Avdola Ola Kos on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Yeah, it is. It is absolutely nine. Absolutely. Absolutely nine. Correct. It is a similar, same concept, indeed. And so, in a place that we learned that you don't have to go back of Shmoneh, in a place, slowly, a little bit slowly again. In a case that we said that you don't have to go back of Shmoneh Esrei, without saying Atochen Antonu, in a place that we say you don't have to go back, miyad k'shesiyem ha-brocha, immediately when you completed the brocha of Atochenein, ein lo'lachzor, do not go back to Atochenein Adam Das, afal pildo, shaloi pasach bevroch shelachel. When you start, when you finish Atochenein Adam Das, and you didn't actually say yet, boch ato Hashem, but you said, you said, Boch Ato Hashem, Chonin Ato As. Once you've said this, you keep going into Ashiveinu. Don't say, whoa, 1 second, I didn't start Ashiveinu yet. Let me go back and say Ato Chonin with Ato Chonin Ato. No. You said the Brocha, Chonin Ato As. So fine, so keep going. Don't say, I didn't say Ashiveinu, I can go back to Ato Chonin. Because the answer is, because you've messed it up in terms of Shmoneh Esrei already as it is. It's a good question. But since you've messed it up in terms of Shmoneh Esrei already, so you might as well do it in Ola Kos. Yeah. And finally, in the place that we said you don't have to go back, saying Shmoneh Esrei, so you may go back and go over Shmoneh Esrei. So this is the person who forgot that Tochen Antonu. So you know what? You want to go back over Shmoneh Esrei, you may. But that's only if you finished all Shmoneh Esrei, then you can decide, okay, I want to go over Shmoneh Esrei again. I'm going to start Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. I'm going to do this at Tfilas Nedova. I'm going to go all over again and sit all Shmoneh Esrei again with Tochen Antonu. But you can't mitch when I say, okay, fine, that's it until I'm in the middle of the camp, and you know what, I'm going to go back now and start Shmoneh Esrei again. That doesn't work. But if you finish my essay and you say, okay, I want to go over it again now, as a Tfilas Nedova, that you can. The Mishnah does remind us, then Kuf Zayin, we learned that Tfilas Nedova is only meant for people who are very zoris, v'zoris sheichavenu, who are confident they're going to have great kavana. Average people, is not recommended practice to go over Shmoneh Esrei again. It's not recommended practice. But somebody who knows that it was a massive mishap, and generally can have great, beautiful kavana during the whole Shmoneh Esrei, those people, if they finish Shmoneh Esrei, they want to go over it again, if it fills the dove together with Atochen Antonu, they may do so. Rabbi said very quickly what we learned tonight. We learned Simon Reish, Tzadik, Gemel at the end. We learned that somebody's oynes, Shulchan Aruch says, that he's allowed to have Marif, Motzei Shabbos, Miplagim Mincha on, and say Avdolan without Melachas. But Mishnah Berurah strongly doesn't like it. We learned also Verachum is said with a special tune. In Simon Reish, Tzadik, we learned that we say Avdolan Chonin Adoas. If a person forgets Atochen Antonu, he doesn't go back, he continues. If he forgot to say Atochen Antonu and he ate before Avdolah, he should go back. If a person didn't say Atochen Antonu, and he thinks he's not going to have wine, not tonight and not on Sunday, he may go back and say Shmoneh Esrei with Atochen Antonu, similarly on Tisha B'Av as well. We learned also the person, if he finished the Baruch of Chonin Ados, he keeps going and he finished off Shmoneh Esrei. And we learned that if a person wants to say Tefillas Nedova because he forgot Atochen Antonu, he's allowed to do so if he finished all Shmoneh Esrei and he's confident that he's going to have great Kavanah second time round. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.